As a business leader, every day brings countless decisions. Some big, some small. Some easy, and some you need to sleep on. Work with a banker who gets you, gets your business, and can help you make the right decisions to meet your goals. So you're not just navigating between choices, you're planning your success. Work with Bremer Bank, because understanding is everything. Put us to work for you today at bremer.com.
The best healthcare is there in ways big and small. There when we most and least expect it. We may not see it, but we feel it. It lets us know we're not in this alone. Everyone deserves a healthcare partner who never quits. One who's there for what matters. United Healthcare. There for what matters.
I want to tell you parents and grandparents out there, don't you buy a prom dress. Don't you rent a tuxedo until you can take a moment and have a talk with your high school senior about what their college plans are. You know, one of my favorite podcasts to listen to is Dr. Verna's Virtues. Dr. Verna Price, who has been a guest on this show numerous times, who you've seen all across the Twin Cities because she is one of our most powerful, impactful Minnesota residents, whether she is donating her time to Girls Taking Action to mentor young girls, or she's writing books or doing TED Talks. She is always doing things to lift up this community. And she did a podcast last week called How to Get Your Kid to College. And, you know, I had to borrow that phrase. She said, I don't want to see a prom dress. I don't want to hear about the tuxedo or the limo rental. And you tell me that you have not talked to your child about going to college. And so when I think about going to college, I think about Doherty Family College right here in downtown Minneapolis at the University of St. Thomas. I was just blown away by what they provide to their students. When my son Andrew went over there for, just one of their informational workshops, and sat in, and I thought this boy was lying to me. I was like, boy, stop lying. I don't know when you start lying, but you know, we don't lie in this house. He was like, no, mom, I'm telling you. They said they got free bus fare and a couple of meals are free and the laptops are free. I was like, boy, shut up. I'm not believing that. Nope. That woman didn't tell you that. And so I had to call Dr. Buffy on the phone and say, now listen, this is what my son is saying. Is this true? She said, yes, Ms. Shaletta, it is true. And I was like, you know what? More parents need to know about this because people are working two and three jobs. My friend Tasha English has a full-time job, and then she is also her pastor's executive assistant. So she could pay for her child to go to college. So she could pay for those books. So she could pay for those laptops. And we got Doherty Family College right here downtown at the University of St. Thomas. And they got free books and free laptop and meals. So we're going to find out all those details. Dr. Buffy Smith, the Dean of Doherty Family College, is joining us courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Dr. Buffy, thank you so much for being on the show.
Good afternoon, Ms. Shaletta. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you, ma'am.
Now, I just have to tell you that I appreciate the way that you love on the students. You were so kind to my son when he came for the informational workshop. But I want you to talk to me about Doherty Family College for people who are finding out about it at the same time. They're like, okay, it's at the University of St. Thomas, but is that the University of St. Thomas or is it something different? Give us a scoop and a background about Doherty.
Yes, ma'am. So Doherty Family College is one of eight colleges at the University of St. Thomas. We started in 2017. Most people are familiar with the St. Paul campus of the University of St. Thomas. Well, we're located at the heart of the Minneapolis campus of the University of St. Thomas. So really, really close to your station, ma'am. So we're downtown, but we are a two-year college of the university. The purpose and the intent and the goal of Doherty Family College is really to minimize the financial, the academic, and the social barriers that many scholars who come from under-resourced communities have as they earn their associate and also their bachelor's degree. So our goal, of course, is to provide a culturally affirming, nurturing, learning environment where scholars can, yes, earn their associate degree, but we're also providing them the skills and the pathway to earn eventually their bachelor's degree.
And I was there, and these kids love being there. You all have cultivated a some very special relationships with the students. And one of the things that my son was talking to me about was the class sizes, because I know my child, he needs special attention because we tried to, you know, we made him feel like he was special all his life. So he think when he walk out the house, everybody's supposed to treat him like that. And so one of the things that I was concerned about was being in those big giant classrooms with 400 or 500 kids and him getting lost in the shuffle. And we didn't see that when we visited Doherty Family College.
Well, indeed, Andrew is special, and we do want all of our scholars to feel special. So building a strong sense of community, a sense of belonging is key of what we do at Doherty Family College. So we refer to each other sometimes as Ohana, it means family. And so our class sizes would be between 25 scholars, and they're taking their classes together, their first year classes, as well as their second year sophomore classes together. So it's a small, intimate, culturally affirming learning environment, and we think it makes our scholars feel successful, but as faculty and staff, it's a working environment for us, so we can have the opportunity to, as you said, love on our scholars.
Okay, I just got a note from somebody, and they want to know, are you having another informational workshop anytime soon, because they want to come by with their niece?
Yes, we do have all of our sort of group visits, and we also do individual visits are listed on our website. So if they go to dfc.stthomas.edu, that's dfc.stthomas.edu, go to our About DFC, go to News and Events, and we list all of our group visits. And if the group visits do not work, we can also have individual visits as well. And then we're going to have our big, you know, second annual block party coming in May.
Yes. Okay. Tell me about the block party, because I was there last year and it was really nice. You had a dunking booth. They had bubbles. I mean, it was really fun. I felt bad because I was like, okay, this looks like something my little children would enjoy. You know, sometimes it's good to be a kid again, and you all made it fun. And I saw high schools who were dropping off busloads of kids, and you all were feeding the children, and you had fun stuff for them. So it wasn't like, and I've been to a lot of these college visits with Andrew, and it's all business, you know, and then you leave and you're more stressed out than when you came. But this event was really a family friendly fun event where the little kids could have fun, the parents could have fun, and then the kids could have a good time but still get the information they needed.
Absolutely. We never want to lose sight that Doherty Family College, we want to be known as a college for the community. And so we always want to make every community member feel welcome in our learning environment. And so, yes, of course, we will have an admissions tour. We will have other schools there as well, some who have visited in the past, and there will be some who will be their first time. So we welcome everyone. We will have the traditional, and you can't have a community block party without food. So there will be delicious food there, of course, fun and games. And, yes, I do believe we will have our dunk tank again, so that will be great. Absolutely, absolutely. So it's a informal gathering where individuals can meet family members of our scholars, current scholars, our alums. They come back as well, but you also meet the phenomenal faculty and staff and administrators at Doherty Family College. So yes, you will receive some information about the school, but really it's a good time, a relaxed time to just have fun and get to know and build community, build Ohana with each other.
Well, Dr. Buffy, I can't thank you enough for the kindness you showed to my son when he was there, giving us all this information and making sure you provided to parents as they start making decisions with their high school seniors about college. Dr. Buffy Smith, the Dean of Doherty Family College at the University of St. Thomas. Always fun to have you on, Dr. Buffy.
Thank you, Mr. Levin. Thank you for all that you do for the community.
People say we're made up. Just a myth. At least we can all agree that recycling is real. Don't believe me? Recycled food cans are transported by Minnesota companies to foundries and steel mills throughout the Midwest. These cans are made into new products, like wire, beams, and parts for cars and appliances. Recycling exists. Learn the real story behind recycling.
Are you planning a trip during spring break? Traveling can bring you in contact with people from many different places where viruses like COVID-19 are spreading. When you're traveling, it's often impossible to avoid crowded spaces. So protect yourself and take precautions. Make sure you're up to date with COVID-19 vaccines before you leave home, and don't travel if you're sick. Wearing a well-fitting, high-quality mask is an additional prevention strategy that you can choose to further protect yourself and others from respiratory viruses in busy places with poor ventilation, like airport jetways, airplanes when the ventilation system is off, or when using public transportation. Respiratory infections are a leading reason why travelers seek medical care. People 65 and older and those with a weakened immune system are at highest risk for COVID-19, whether at home or away. If that describes you, talk to your healthcare professional for specific recommendations before deciding to travel. Take precautions so viral infections won't get in the way of your vacation fun.
It's not just another day in your life. Things are changing for the better. At Comcast, we see those changes and we're thinking about how we use technology today to live, work, learn, and play. And we're building for the future now, so we're better prepared for the wants and needs of tomorrow. That's why Comcast is rolling out multi-gig internet speeds to more than 50 million homes and businesses before the end of 2025, making our already industry-leading network even faster, smarter, greener, and more reliable. Over the decades, Comcast has been your partner, working hard to serve your community, and will continue to be your partner. We're expanding our gigabits so you can enjoy the tiny bits that matter most.
You know Shaletta makes you laugh, but did you know Shaletta Brundage can also make you think and boost your business? Media personality, activist, and comedian Shaletta Brundage founded Shaletta Makes Me Laugh to celebrate and share the best of Black culture. It's a podcasting platform. You can download 10 weekly podcasts hosted by African-American subject experts at ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com or wherever you find your favorite podcasts. ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com is also a production house creating broadcast-quality commercial content. And Shaletta and her team of storytellers create powerful promotional campaigns to get businesses the brand awareness they're looking for. Some of Minnesota's top businesses trust Shaletta, and you can too. Get out the word about your events and products and get in front of communities of color with ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. She's got the power to help your business.
Are you a woman known as a good listener? Do you have skills in de-escalating situations? Are you what they call a people person? Then the Minneapolis Police Department would like to meet you. Now in a rebuilding phase, the Minneapolis Police Department is recruiting more women to wear the badge. The department offers career options for women with a high school diploma or GED. There are also opportunities for women with 2 and 4 year degrees who are ready to apply their skills in new ways. Police work makes a great second career for social workers, teachers, nurses. Women in their 30s and 40s are welcome to apply. There's no age cap. You'll be paid while you train and mentored by veteran women officers invested in your success. Minneapolis also welcomes current police officers to join the state's largest department. Make a difference on the streets, working in your community, in a career with competitive salaries and generous benefits. Go to MinneapolisMN.gov and search police jobs to find out more.
If you live in an older home, it may contain lead-based paint on walls, woodwork, and windows. Even more bad news, lead exposure can be dangerous to young children and impact their brain development. And now, the good news. Hennepin County will fix lead hazards in your home at no cost to you.
We were worried because of the paint in the windows in the bedroom. They were peeling and chipping, and we know that when paint peels and chips and it looks a certain way, that's possibly lead. We were worried for our children more so than anything.
Eligible homes can qualify for up to $15,000 in upgrades. You may even qualify for new energy-efficient windows. Don't worry, Hennepin County has a trusted list of pre-approved contractors. You won't even have to find companies with correct licenses or certifications.
I've just done a test and it's positive. So we know that this is lead-based paint. And then we know it's a hazard because it's creating dust every time this window moves and opens. And if you look in here, that's just full of lead paint chips.
You won't have to stay with your cousin while you're getting the lead out. Hennepin County even pays for you and your family to stay in a hotel while the work is underway. The last good news is how easy it is to apply. Just go to hennepin.us/lead control to get started.
I'm really happy with the program. We can go to bed knowing that our children are safe.
That's hennepin.us/lead control. Tell your friends about it.
Are you getting older and feeling concerned about staying safely in your own home? Or maybe it's your folks you're worried about. I get it. It's not easy getting older, especially when the house is starting to show its age too. There is help available.
Individuals want to maintain and stay in their own homes for as long as they can. In Rebuilding Together Minnesota, we provide the opportunity, we provide the programs for them to do that.
Rebuilding Together Minnesota has been helping eligible older Minnesotans and those with disabilities stay safe and healthy for more than 20 years.
Our central AC unit was non-functional. We had plugged a portable unit in to the living room. What ended up happening was our electrical outlet melted, and it was getting to be 90 degrees in here. Meyer was told about Rebuilding Together Minnesota by his daughter.
She said, "Well, Daddy, you need to sign up." I said, "Do I qualify?" She said, "Well, you're a disabled veteran, you qualify."
So we provided a new air conditioning unit for the homeowner and also new electrical service all through this veterans program that we have.
Thanks to Tom and Rebuilding Together Minnesota, we're able to maybe go out and get a hamburger every now and then.
To find out if you qualify, go to rtmn.org. That's RTMN for Rebuilding Together Minnesota. Or if it's easier, call 651-776-4273 and tell your friends. Trust me. This is news they can use.